IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with careers. Did you know that the longest career in the same company by an employee is 84 years and 9 days? And this was achieved by Walter Orthman, born in 1922 in Brazil. He began working at the age of 15 at Industrias Renault, South America. His first working day was on the 17th of January, 1938, and probably still continues to work to this day in the company, because the last record that I could find was him working in 2022, where he was recognized as a Guinness Book of World Records holder. He's over 100 years old, and so is his wife. When he was 14, his mother took him to find a job. He was the eldest of 5 kids, and back then, there were no child labor laws. He started off his career as a shipping assistant, and then was transferred to sales, and finally, a manager. I love learning from people who have lived over 100 years. They have a very different perspective on life, and there is so much to learn from them, especially around work, family, and happiness. In today's world where work is seen as a toxic thing, how did Walter survive? There is a quote by Walter that I wish to share with you. He said this: "When we do what we like, we don't see the time go by. I don't do much planning, nor care about tomorrow. All I care about is that tomorrow will be another day in which I will wake up, get up, exercise, and go to work. You need to get busy with the present, not the past or the future. Here and now is what counts. So let's get to work." I love that energy. Such beautiful advice. Focus on the day you have in front of you, not about the past or the future, and do what you like doing. So how do we have a good day at work? Most of us wake up and go back to sleep. We try to avoid the day as much as possible. Then when we finally get out of bed, it's a mad rush to get ready and leave for work. And in the process, we have fought with our family, argued with our boyfriend or girlfriend, dealt with our kids' temper tantrums, spilled breakfast on our clothes, and all this before you've reached the office. Now in office, you have a million things to do. You have angry clients and fires to put out. All this stress piles up on top of each other. It is no wonder that we find our work toxic. It is because we are carrying our personal lives into the workplace and our workplace into our personal lives. The best way to have a good day is by being in control of your day. And we do this with the help of transitioning habits. We need to create a set of habits we follow in the car, bus, or train while we come to work. And we need to create a routine for arriving at work. The goal of transitioning habits is to transition from home mode to work mode. Or else we will bring our home problems to work, and that is not productive for us. So one of my favorite transitioning habits is in the car on the way to work is to send a message to the people at home. This can be your family, your partner, your kids. Saying something sweet and simple, like, "I'm on my way to work, I love you, and I will see you in the evening." Send this on the days that you have an argument with them, or even on days that are uneventful. The goal of this habit is to switch your mind off from the home and get to focus on work mode. When you reach office, follow these 3 habits. The first is to set your bags down and go to the pantry. Get a tea or a coffee or a hot beverage, and on the way back, speak to your colleagues. Then sit down at your desk and write on a pad, "I am grateful to have a job and come to work." You see, most of us take this for granted, but we know so many people who are unemployed or have lost their jobs. Continue writing on that same sheet what you want to achieve by having this job. You want to buy a house, you want to become the CEO, whatever it is, write it down. The last habit before you get to the daily work is to write down what you want to achieve today. How will you be productive? Only once you've completed these 3 habits should you open your laptop or check your email or get into your first meeting. You will notice that I'm deliberately slowing down your process of starting work. This is because I want you to begin work in a calm, relaxed, and controlled manner. If you do these habits, you will have a good day, a productive day, and work will never be something that you want to run away from again. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.